Racism and class inequality. When socialists talk about racism as a class issue, we don't mean it's only working class black people who suffer, or that we need more black representatives in our ruling class. The basis for which racism exists is to prop up a class-based system, where a tiny minority control the world's wealth, while the vast majority suffer. Inequality began at the dawn of class society. But racism towards specifically black people was a founding principle of our current class society, capitalism. Built on the backs of slavery, capitalism needs to divide the working class in order to maintain control. Divide and rule. Pit ordinary people against each other to keep them from uniting and struggling for a better life. Divide and rule are the twin pillars our current global capitalist society stands on. Yes, we fight for more representation, but alone more representation under capitalism is a dead end. There can be no kind of capitalism, reformed or not, in which racism does not exist. As a human being, I want racism to end. As a socialist, I understand this can only come through a complete overhaul of our current system, by uniting the majority of ordinary people, to take power off the hands of the current ruling minority. Of course, battles would still need to be had under socialism. But it is only on the basis of a society that does not depend on the crushing of the many to sustain an elite few that racism and all its horrors can be smashed. I'm protesting against police brutality. I will continue to fight as a socialist and a member of the Socialist Party to end racism. Amy Cousins, Bradford.